It's time for our Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And with us is Jason Lay, grain farmer from McLean County. Jason, how you been, bud?
Pretty good.
Hey,
How about yourself?
Oh, I've been doing fine, except your Cubbies manager got voted manager of the year yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah, well, Matheny's better, still in my book, you know, but we're going to talk
Cy Young Award.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Rookie of the Year went to, who's that new guy you guys got this year?
Chris Bryant.
You know what? We're just going to steal him from you. We're going to do a trade. That's what the Cardinals need to do. Hey, we're wrapping up here with the harvest. And first, tell people that are hearing you for the first time your background education.
So I grew up here locally, graduated from Normal Community, went to Illinois State, graduated with an ag business degree, took off for about 9 years. Had stops all across the Midwest, trading grain and working for ag chem companies, came back to the family farm 12 years ago, and farm with my father just west of North Normal out towards Carlock and Danvers.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your farm.
So we raise corn and soybeans. Grew up on a hog farm. Fortunately, we don't get to do that anymore, especially days like today and what the weather's going to look like here for the next few days. So we focus primarily just on corn and soybeans at this point. And this time of the year, you know, obviously we got wrapped up with our harvest, and it appears as if most of our field work is going to get shut out as well. So,
well, yeah, I remember that you had a real tough start to the season in June with all that rain. So how did the crops finally turn out?
It was an interesting year. Yeah, basically from May 30th to about July 5th or 6th, we just got inundated with rain. So basically our soybeans ended up the best ever, which is pretty odd to say. You know,
pretty amazed by that?
Yeah, I really was. I'm floored. It's incredible that crops can do what they can, you know, these days. Unfortunately, our corn crop, we had a wide variation as we got less rain to the north. We have some farms that are up north of Carlock. It's actually one of our better fields of corn ever. But right around home, we got hurt real bad by too much rain. So our beans were the best ever, and our corn was, it was probably 20% off our average.
So you would say probably the biggest surprise there would be the exceptional soybeans this year.
Yes. But, you know, with that said, our corn, if this would have been even 10 to 15-year-old genetics, it wouldn't have fared anywhere near as well. It was grown and established when it started raining too much, and that helped. But, you know, we couldn't hold on to nitrogen, and we couldn't drain it fast enough. And like I said, 10 years ago, it would have really, really hurt. We did manage to salvage, you know, a decent crop, but not what we've been accustomed to here the last 2 to 3 years.
When did you wrap up that harvest?
Oddly enough, it was the quickest harvest ever for us. We started September 21st, Monday, and we worked 21 straight days. We had to wait a little bit for the last few acres of soybeans to mature and get dry enough, but we did all that in 23 days. So we finished October 14th. Typically, harvest will take 40 days on a calendar.
That is that's double time for you, my friend. That's fast. That's very
fast.
Yeah,
it was just unbelievable. I mean, everything seemed as if it cooperated with us weather-wise and machinery-wise and health-wise. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, I need you to educate me a little bit today. Cover crops. What is a cover crop?
Yeah, so cover crops, you know, they're just starting to come to this part of the world probably within the last few years. They've been real common in other parts of the United States, especially as you go north. But basically here, you know, I guess for a real basic education, they build soil, they help reduce soil runoff and erosion. They will help sequester nitrogen, will help increase your water infiltration and possibly increase your organic matter, as well as increase your weed control. The most popular ones are probably a cereal rye or a radish. We use cereal rye planted into corn stalks that would be planted next spring into soybeans, and we'd use tillage radishes for the other way. You know, we plant them into bean stubble, and then next year we'd plant that crop into corn. The unfortunate thing, you know, we're still really trying to learn how to utilize them. The most difficult thing with the cover crop is just simply getting it established. So here, you know, our typical growing season for our row crops is roughly last part of April, first part of May into October. Well, unfortunately for like a crop like tillage radishes, you need to get those seeded usually last part of August, first part of September. And the only way to do that today is to aerial seed it over the top of the standing bean crop. The cereal rye, we were fortunate enough, you know, you can wait till after harvest. There again, ideally, you want to get it established in September or October. It will not winter kill, so then it'll come back next spring and grow some more. Then you burn it down with a herbicide and plant right into it.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I think you've covered there the what, why, when, and how of all of it, but it's some added value to your land and to bringing in income on your farm.
Yeah, it's a real interesting piece to manage, I guess, to say the least. So we're still learning. And I think we're learning as an industry how to use them and what we will truly gain from it moving forward. The biggest piece is just logistically how each person will figure out how they're going to fit. You know, if they do fit, there's going to be some that won't be able to make it fit, and there's going to be some that are going to be a lot more aggressive with it.
All right, Jason Lay on the Cutting Edge. Thanks for joining us on Farm to Table today. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Then this segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.